You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
This week on the Roman Podcast,
we talk about how there's barely any security in a police station, how it eternally only lasts 1 year, and Big Box Nutbag.
All that and more on episode 143 of the Roman Podcast.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Cast.
Mr. Rob, it's Ching Chingling Time Cast.
It is Ching Chingling Time. This is our last episode before our week off, which sounds odd because I know a lot of podcasts take tons of weeks off, like summer holidays and shit.
And the entire spring.
Yes, exactly.
It all depends on the podcast.
But as for us, we are the weekly show and we keep bringing the weekly show. But what we do next week, do not despair. It's our greatest hits episode. And so you're going to get all the laughs from our year into one solid show. So it's be like 2-3 minutes. So enjoy. Right. No. We're going to put on a decent show. And also we'll have hidden clips from last year and the year before and whatnot. So yeah, it's our way of taking a week off without taking a week off. Because, you know, it's the holidays.
Rob still has to cut that show together. It's not like he's not working.
Well, exactly. Yeah. And I'll throw in some intro and I'll make some excuse why Roman's not there because he's, you know, holidaying somewhere.
That's right. Holiday. Staycation.
Staycation. So, while we're on the topic of holidays, our holiday cards have been reaching everybody all over the planet. So, and we appreciate all the tweets and retweets and saying, hey, I got your card. And we've been getting a lot of those. And we're really anybody we send a card to, we're really happy that you're listening and we're really happy that you're sharing that stuff. And we just say, happy holidays from us. It's pretty neat there. Cause when you see this stuff, it's like, oh, wow, they got our card in Colorado or California or, you know, or Toronto.
All the way in Toronto.
Yeah, I could literally take the card, instead of putting a stamp on it, I can just wait for a good gust to win and fling it like a frisbee, and I might be able to hit Toronto. You know, on a real windy day anyway. So, but yes, really cool. So other than that, I know everybody's interested. Quick fantasy update. I won our division, so this is the first. We're in the middle of our first round, and because I won the division, I get a first round bye. So I wait till next week to play. So it's kind of a big thing. But Roman, you are embroiled in a battle of mythic proportions. Well, the person you're playing, our good buddy Greg, your scores are, we're within a point of each other, and both of you have one more player left on the roster.
Two, don't we? Unless it was the game last night, right?
Yeah. So you are within a point, and you both have one guy left tonight. So basically, it's all up in the air, and the winner moves on to the second round. The loser is done for the year. I mean, except for consolation stuff, but you're out of.
According to this, I'm slated to lose by 5 points if it's correct.
Well, this is the thing. You have a rookie wide receiver you have left. Now he could get a touchdown. He can get 3 catches. You don't know. So you need at least a point to catch him. But he has a running back playing tonight that is slated to get a lot of points because they touch, because he, it's the running back. It's one of the main players. So they get the ball all the time.
Yeah. So essentially it's the same team, right? Yes. They're both from Pittsburgh. And I have to hope that they want a passing game as opposed to a running game.
You're hoping when there's like first and goal and they're both the score, they throw it to your guy and not give it to his.
Yeah, exactly. That's all it is. It's just like, I want them to have a throwing game and he needs them to have a running game. Whoever gets the luck of that draw the most, you know, we'll win.
Now, his guys projected to touch, like get more touches, like get the ball more. But also, too, in our league, if you fumble the ball and you lose a fumble, you lose points for that. If you throw an interception, you lose points for that. So, yeah, his player might see the ball more, but also there's a lot more margin for error.
So, yeah, but if my guy catches a pass, let's say a lateral, and gets forced backwards, he also loses yardage.
Of course, yeah. So, but either way, literally, he should have buried you a half a dozen times yesterday during Sunday's game. So it's all down to the Monday night game.
I left a lot of points on the bench, which means I played the wrong players.
Yes,
I played the right players. I would have murdered him.
Yeah, you had the roster to beat him soundly, but you just decided to play other people. So, but that's okay. That's your choice. It's, you know. So we're looking forward to that. And, of course, you won't get an update. So you'll be, I think by the time we actually come back for an actual show, we'll have our champion.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it'll look good. The trophy will look good in my place again.
Oh, I'd love to have it back, too. But, you mean, hey, and as it stands, I have to play the defending champion next week, so I will get my revenge. So hopefully, fingers crossed.
Well, I mean, I don't want him to win because he beat me last year by like what, a point?
3 points? That was the year before.
Year before, okay.
I beat you last year.
Right. You're both insufferable, and I hope the other guy wins. Not the guy you're facing,
but the other guy. But you know what? If you exclude me and you exclude the guy that won last year, and if you exclude the guy that's beating you this week, then basically the only one left is my other brother, who's like, there's only one more team you can really kind of.
Okay. Well, I'm cheering for him.
Okay. There you go. Brendan, you have somebody on your side. Unless of course, if you win, you have to play him next week.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope he loses. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
So what else is going on? Well, there's our fantasy wrap up, and please don't worry, listeners, it's almost over. You're going to have one more show of fantasy talk and it'll be done.
It's just back to sex dolls and elephant farts.
That's right. Exactly. So other than that, this week, again, I've been enjoying some time off this month and getting a lot of stuff done around the house and getting some. I was actually, when you text me today, I was like, oh, just finishing up a coat of paint in the stairwell. So, you know, there's that stuff.
You can have a month off, but that honeydew list is 3 months long. So
yeah, oh, no. My wife doesn't have those lists, but I let's just say I'm taking a little longer than I should have on some of these tasks. Because you know, like it's just you know when you have that much time off, you're like, oh.
Well, it takes a while to figure out what color you want to paint the masturbatorium. So
the masturbatorium, the flannel beaver studio. One would think flannel off the top of your head, but you know.
Well, one would think plastic sheeting, really.
Yes.
Save the paint. Trust me. It's just going to burn off.
You. All right. Other than that, anything new with you this week? We are actually, because this weekend coming up is what? I guess this is Monday, but the next Monday is Christmas Eve. So any big plans? I guess you're having your staycation, you're saying? You're going to be home?
Yeah. Next Monday is Christmas Eve.
Yes. Right.
So, I'm just going to be staying around town. I'm officially on vacation myself till the first week of January. So, we have a, kind of a German Christmas market. It's known as the Toronto Christmas Market, downtown Toronto. I'm going to be checking that out because, you know, nothing like, whole Bavarian experience with beer and pretzels and Christmas lights. I'm telling you,
and
nothing like it. It's awesome.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. Beer, pretzels, and lights. Sure.
Yeah. People singing Christmas carols, all that stuff. It's all going on. And, you know, there's a couple of chocolatiers there if that's your thing. And so it has a lot of stuff there. And then we have a second Christmas market that was just created called Aurora.
Okay.
That's on the Ontario Place grounds. So that's another different type of thing where it's a little more, I don't know, kind of like the CNE. It's kind of like a fair.
Yeah, it's like a fairground, but Ontario Place is a summertime thing for kids that's on the same grounds of where the Blue Jays used to play in Exhibition Stadium. Like this, just to give our listeners outside of Toronto a little bit of history on this. But so it's one of these things in Toronto people go to, but it's a kind of a grounds thing. It's you know, but.
Yeah, so this is a little to the when you're looking directly at it, it's a little to the left of it, and it's on one. It's just before one, or on one of the islands.
Yes,
but you get to it by the parking lot, and it's pretty cool. We drove up to it on media day. We didn't get to get in. My brother needed to use the washroom, so we stopped there.
of course, let us in,
and he checked it out. And he said it was pretty cool. So a lot of vendors. Same thing with the other one. The cool thing about the Toronto Christmas market in this distillery district is a company called. I think it's called Retro I'll get the name right. Whatever, retro decorations or retro novelties, I think it is.
Okay.
And they have like, you want the moose glasses from those eggnog glasses from Christmas Vacation, right. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, you can get those.
Nice.
You want the advent calendar, which is the giant house that they use for cutscenes.
Right.
It's a gigantic piece. But they sell that as well. They sell the lamp from Christmas Story.
I was just about to ask that. That's the third thing that popped in my head.
The leg lamp. Yeah, Fragile. Must be Italian.
Fragile. Classic.
So they sell all kinds of great stuff like that. And it's fun. You know, there's that. And there's multiple vendors. It's all kinds of stuff.
Cool.
Homemade stuff. And, you know, they got giant fire pits and people cooking over, like, this massive fire on this giant. It's weird to explain. It's skillet, but it's like the size of a car.
What sounds like Christmas con?
Like it really is. It's really? There's so much to do. So yeah, I can't wait to go. I think it's on for less than a week.
Oh, nice. So
it's been on for 2 months, but I mean, you know, I'm finally getting there.
Yes, of course. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. So yeah, we're both off. So what do? Not record shows. Because that's
right.
Because Christ. Literally, Christ. It's his birthday.
Yeah, and literally going to go see baby Christ.
Baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus.
All right. So other than that, not much else going on. You know what? We might as well just jump into this week's headlines and get on with the show here.
All right. Well, let's see. So bear saunters into a police facility on two legs like he works there.
Of course.
Go on. It's really wild pictures. Literally, this bear walks into a police station. It sounds like a joke.
Right.
You know, the bear walks into a police station, but it's kind of like that cartoon episode there where I guess it was Looney Tunes where the two dogs would kind of trade shifts, Ralph.
Oh, Dave, yeah. And
they would punch in and punch out. Well, literally, he walks in on two legs with his paw. I guess it's one of those door handles that are just kind of those push down handles. So then he walks in and he goes, this bear stood up on two legs, opened the door to facilities, and then wandered in as if he worked there. He goes like, we had an unexpected visitor, and it's all caught on tape. So everybody's sitting there going like, what is happening? That's what happens when bears are not around. Cartoons are 100% correct. When there's no humans around, the bears stand up on two legs and go like, oh, finally. Keeping up this whole bear thing is kind of tough, and make themselves coffee in the coffee maker.
Of course.
It's like, oh, Ralph, how's your shift going? Oh, the other day I saw a couple of hunters, man. I had to chase them down. Oh, hope he didn't bite one. No. I don't need anybody coming after me.
No.
Made him think they got away just barely.
Just barely. I see what you did there. Well, yeah, okay, that would definitely freak me out. If you're just like working and you're behind the desk there and this all of a sudden, ding, ding, you hear somebody walk in the door. Oh, shit, it's a bear. Like a live bear.
And you're not even looking as you turn. You're like, and can I help? Oh, my God.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
So like, oh, I don't want to be offensive to anybody. Hello, ma'am.
Ma'am, sir, they. I don't know. I'm confused. You have the right to bear arms.
I think that's a female. Like, I don't know. I didn't see any bear sickles.
Bear-sicles.
I don't know.
You go check for testicles.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, I don't think hello, sir, would you be your next words after fondling a bear's testicles. Awesome. All right. Well, you know what? Good for the bear. I'm glad he's finding work.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? He lost his dollar in the vending machine anyways. So
of course,
it's just banging on that thing, and it's just like everybody else, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, absolutely. All right. And next headline.
All right. An Irish woman who married the ghost of a 300-year-old pirate claims the couple has split up.
I was hoping you're going to bring this up. This is the third installment of this woman ghost.
Is it the same woman? I'm not 100%.
Well, I'm not sure because you, about a year ago, you came in with a story about a woman having sex with ghosts and then multiple ghosts, and then a woman finally marrying a ghost. And now to end the trilogy, we have a woman divorcing a ghost.
Yeah, it said that it lasted less than a year. Well, you know, ghosts are temperamental. You know, you can never bring them to your in-laws. There's always haunting the place. He's just like, really? Ectoplasm in the face? A little warning next time. She says, so it feels it's time to let everyone know that my marriage is over. I will explain all due course, but for now, let's just say I want to be very careful when dabbling in spirituality. It's not something to mess with.
Again, yeah.
Psychosis.
We've been over this. This woman is clearly there's something wrong. Like I know a lot of we've discussed this last when she got married. Yeah, I know a lot of people believe in the hereafter and everything else, and that's fine. And if you've lost loved ones and it gives you comfort, whatever, we don't care. We're not judging, whatever. But you know, when you start fucking marrying and then now divorcing, like these, like come on. Like
so get this. So it's a rough week for this ghost, you know, who was originally arrested for thievery and then hanged in the 1700s.
Of course, right? Yeah.
And then she spent over £4,000 to look like Captain Jack Sparrow in the first place.
Right, yeah.
So what she didn't realize is she married a butt pirate.
Oh no.
It's just like she's like, why do you always want to have anal sex with me? It's like, what do you mean? Well, I'm a woman. Let's just have regular sex. You're a woman?
You're a woman?
He's like, this marriage is not gonna work out. I thought you were an ermite.
I spent 90% of my life at sea in a boat with a bunch of dudes. I thought you knew. Like it's you mean again. I know you're not judging me for my ghostly homosexuality or my, as Roman said, butt pirating, but you know, come on now.
It's just like, ooh, I want some cock. Ooh. And she's sitting there going, that's what I want.
That's what I want. We have so much.
We have mutual interest.
I think match.com really fucked up. It's like, wow, these guys, these two have a lot in common. Yeah. They both love wiener.
And scabies.
Oh no. Okay. So
again, we both suffer from scurvy. So I thought maybe.
Yeah. You know I mean, and it's funny. Again, all these people that were on pirate ships, literally a bottle of vitamin C tablets from our local pharmacy nowadays would have completely helped during those journeys. So, okay. This woman, obviously mental health issues again, and just needs that fucking attention. Like, holy. Yeah, I mean,
you say it's mental health issues, man. Some people, they just believe.
Yeah, I believe she has fucking mental health issues. How about that?
She's the Fox Mulder of the ghost world. You know, you don't know.
I'm pretty sure I know. Just because I haven't, you mean, met this woman, I'm pretty sure I can say, ah, she's got issues.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen one day, Rob, is you're going to run into a butt pirate, right?
And boy, howdy.
You're gonna be on a ship, right?
I'm gonna be on a ship.
Yeah. What was that Robot Chicken episode? Rape ghost.
Rape ghost.
But it was a ghost that would only rape the guys. So yeah. Like Shaggy and
Fred,
and they all got assaulted. And like Velma's trying to get assaulted, and the ghost is like, oh.
Okay. Yeah. So next time I'm on a pirate ship, swabbing the deck, and I get sexually assaulted by a pirate rape ghost.
Yeah, well, you might just get assaulted.
I might change my tune. Okay, you know
you
what?
Might just get assaulted by a couple of actual guys and then
actual pirates.
We're ghosts. I can live with that.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
nothing I could do is a ghost.
Yeah, exactly. Cosplay or playing out different scenarios. I'm all down for that. I'm not going to judge that.
It happened on the Wednesday, and what was really disheartening is I went back on the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and nothing.
More raping.
No, it just didn't happen anymore. I don't know what happened. So why'd you go back? Just to make sure it actually happened.
Prove a point.
Prove. Yeah, sure. I wasn't afraid. So why were you wearing like boy shorts? Like what? I don't understand.
Buttless chaps and duck butter. Well, you know.
With duck butter.
Duck butter. Of course. I like to paint a verbal picture for our listeners.
Yes.
Oh, no. Right. Okay. So again, finish this
look,
story.
And we are. And if that's your thing, if you're into butt pirates, hey, more power to you.
Sure. But, oh, we're 100%. Behind you. Well, maybe not like the pirate.
Rob's behind you. I'm in front of you saying, good on you.
Good on you. Yeah. Making the Eiffel Tower there. We do not discriminate. And again, yeah. So if we're not we're not saying anything's wrong. If whatever gets you off, and that we bang his drum every week. Like, don't do whatever. We don't care. As long as it's with someone who is of consenting age and they are indeed consenting.
So if you're alive from the 1700s, like, if is that consenting age? I don't,
Oh, of course. Well, obviously this ghost is of age, but, yeah, obviously, yeah, it's a ghost. Like, it's not real. It'd be like, I mean, I'm going to rape Santa fucking a week from now. It's not going to happen because, you know, I'm Santa. So, okay, it might happen, but inappropriately touch Santa Claus. You can't divorce or marry something or be assaulted by something that's not there.
Telling you, Rob, you just
I know I got to open my mind.
You got to discriminate. You got to stop discriminating against the dead, man.
What is it?
Necromancy.
Necromancy.
If you're going down for a cold one, that's necrophilia.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I know what necrophilia is, but like, again,
I don't know if I ever told the story about my buddy's girlfriend who didn't know what the word meant.
Oh, really? No.
Enlighten
us. Go ahead.
Okay. So my buddy was dating this girl. He was a lot older than her. I think she was 18 or 19 and he was 24. And we just kept telling him, like, look, she's too young. She's a little brain dead. She's not very smart.
Yeah.
Right. So we're like, dude, like, you got to stop dating this girl. And my buddy just refused to stop dating her. So we're watching a video and it was kind of like almost like a Cure video, the Cure, where the person looked like completely, she was all white and almost looked like a corpse.
Right.
And my buddy's like, oh, yeah. And I look at him, I go, seriously? You like that? He's like, yeah. And then I go, what are you, a necrophiliac? And I heard her go, huh, yeah, huh? And I was like, oh, she does not know what that word means. So I leaned past him and I look at her because we hated each other. And I go, you know, why don't you tell me, do you know what a necrophiliac is? And she's like, yes. I said, whoa, please tell us. She's like, somebody likes necks.
Womp, womp.
I fell off the couch laughing. I was dying. And then she was like, he's laughing at me. Make him leave. And he's like, oh, you got to go there. I'm like, are you serious? You kick me out.
Well, yeah, right? Because you're not 18. And
yeah, exactly. I get it. POP, yeah, exactly. Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. It's all good. But and it's just like for years after that.
Of course.
It's just like, oh, look, see the neck on her? I think I'm a necrophiliac now. And he's like, shut up, man.
Shut up. Fuck off.
Somebody who likes necks.
No. Oh, boy. Okay, so again, back to wrap up the story. This woman has mental health issues. I wish she'd stop showing up in my fucking social media feed. This show particularly, but you know, hey, it's weird news and we're here. We're your source for weird headlines. And that's,
I don't think she has mental health issues. I think she's just a little quirky, you know, there's quirky people in the world.
Yeah. That's, I think you're just trying to set up a, you know, a
no, I'm telling you, Matt, a date. What, when I die?
No, with her now. Like,
just like, ooh, I'm a ghost. Ooh.
Ooh.
Boo. All right, moving on.
All right.
Let's get into, you know what? We got to get a little more highbrow, all right? We've got lowbrow.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've covered that. 142 episodes of lowbrow.
Let's go highbrow for this episode. Man shoots himself in the groin in Walmart.
Naturally. Naturally. How is your brother doing?
Yeah, no. See, no. In Canada, they don't sell guns in Walmart.
They don't. No, because that would be stupid.
Yes, they do.
Oh, yes, of course, because that's completely normal.
Yes.
Go on.
So, a man has been taken to the hospital after shooting himself in the groin inside a Walmart. In the groin inside a Walmart.
Is that like an Inception thing?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Is there a Walmart in your groin? Okay.
Anyway.
The incident occurred in the meat department at the Arizona, not anymore, and the Arizona branch after a semi-automatic handgun in the man's waistband began to slip. While trying to reposition the precarious weapon, he accidentally discharged it into his groin. Following the incident, police tweeted, self-inflicted accident shooting. Later that day, the tweet updated saying that an adult male accidentally shot himself in the groin, or inside the Walmart at, I guess it's at Watson and Yuma. So if you're in that area, enjoy the meat department.
Oh, God.
Okay. And then being transported to hospital, he goes, no other injuries. Well, I think that's enough.
Yeah. Okay. Now I know. Okay. And explain this to me. And like, okay, I'm just a naive Canadian. You mean we have guns up here. We both grew up in the North and we were trained how to use hunting stuff and we get it.
But also trained.
And we understand you need
handguns.
Yeah. Yeah. But we understand you need stores to go buy said guns and everything else. And yes, we have stricter, we have registries and stuff like that, just because that's, you know, that's the way we have it. I understand there's a Second Amendment, but when you're shopping for guns, like, why is this? I can't wrap my head around why would the gun be loaded?
Oh no, this would be his gun.
Oh, okay. Sir, I thought he was like, can I look at that gun behind the counter, sir? Sure, this is the model, blah blah blah. And he just, oh boy, I just shot myself in the dick.
Well, it says here that also says the man was expected to survive. Okay, this is not the first report. Okay, so up here, there we go. The shoot from the groin. It says that after an automatic handgun in the man's waistband began to slip. So it's a concealed weapon that he had.
Right.
Right. And a lot of these double actions and single action guns, I don't believe it's double action. I think it's single action where it's, as soon as you fire, it immediately cocks the hammer back or they got a hair trigger. It's literally you touch the things and they fire.
Right.
So then he just, I don't know exactly how much damage was done, but he was in the meat department, but I'm pretty sure he disposed of his meat and veg.
Yes. Okay. Well, okay. This makes more sense. Okay. So yeah, it wasn't guns at Walmart. It was just happened to be his gun went off and, you know, and it's always, you mean, when they're always, they keep talking about, hey, what about good guys with a gun and no dicks? Like, I just, I don't know. Like, it's just different. And I can't wrap my head around arming myself to go to Walmart. Like this week, the week before Christmas, it's going to be fucking busy. But I might puff out my chest a little bit more and straighten my elbows as I'm working my way through the holiday crowd. But I'm fucking not going to bring a gun. Like, call me naive.
Yeah, but this is Arizona. Everybody has a gun, man. Not everybody, but there's a lot of people that carry guns.
Right.
You know, so they're like, I could stop a bad guy. It was your penis the bad guy?
Yeah, it's your penis. Do you not like your penis? And now are you the bad person now?
Worst case scenario. Like, I know you think you're cool and everything, but get a fucking case.
Well, yeah, exactly. You're fucked.
There's concealed permit cases that basically go, that you can hide, you know, that you can carry it concealed, but you don't have to. But no, instead of putting my waistband like a fucking genius.
Exactly. And again, it don't take my Canadian naivete about just not getting it. Like, why the fuck would you, like, it wouldn't even cross my mind. Like, but I get it. Different country, different culture. That's fine. And that's your laws and that's what you want. But like, holy shit. Like, you figure you'd be a little bit more careful. Like, you know.
Yeah, see, there's a couple of things here. Like, it says that this is not the first time stuff like this has happened.
Well, okay, right? Of course not. Yeah, because you're going to, even with responsible gun ownership, the more people you have owning guns, the more accidents and incidents are going to happen. It's just,
well, it's not even that. It's literally, testicle accidents at Walmart.
Oh, wow.
Ben was released from jail the previous day. He tried to get a refund from stolen items, then bruised his scrotum trying to flee by jumping over a fence. Right. Last year, a drunk woman was enjoying a beer in the store and grabbed a paramedic by the testicles as he was evaluating her. We reported that story.
Yeah.
2016, a man shot himself in the groin at the Walmart in Charlotte, then tried to drive himself to the hospital. I believe we reported on that one as well.
Yes.
So, yeah, Walmart's a dangerous place for your jumblies.
It is. Yes. And I guess we're indebted to these people for coming up with so much show material. Like, I don't just keep shooting yourself in the cocks, people, because
just say the less material you have on your body, the more we have for our show.
Exactly. So, well, sir, we hope you get better, and I hope whatever's in store for your penis, or, you know, whatever. You know,
yeah, hopefully you just took a nut off is what we're saying.
Yeah, exactly. You've got one, or you can live without one. Yeah. Right. It'd be weird.
That's a lesson learned.
That's a, yeah, boy, howdy.
I saw a meme the other day that somebody had sent me. It was just the stupidest thing. And it was kind of like a cross cut of like a pair of testicles, right?
Right.
And a pair of testicles, you know, always one hangs lower than the other.
Yes.
And it said, testicles always hang one lower than the other. Because if they hung at the same level, we're touching each other, that'd be gay.
I saw that.
And I just was like, what?
What? Jeez. Oh, my God.
My balls are gay.
Yeah, my balls are gay. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, no, there's anything
accept,
wrong with that.
If they are, I accept my balls for who they are.
Of course, yes. As you should.
Oh, you're marching the Pride Parade? Are you also gay? No, just my balls.
My balls are gay, yeah. Just my thick, veiny wiener when I see all these men. Not me.
People are like, okay, get out of our parade.
Yeah, you're too weird for us.
Yeah, get out of our parade, right?
You have an issue, sir. I'm not gay. I just get erections around men. That's my penis. That's not me. Sir, I don't think you understand. Anyway. All right. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take care of a quick little bit of housekeeping before we take off for the holidays here. Remember, if you want to follow us at on the social medias, that's what I was going to say. We are at Roman Podcast on Twitter and Roman Podcast on Instagram or anywhere else. You can just search Roman Podcast and you'll see us on Facebook and all the social medias. And if you want to get a hold of myself, I am at Robert MM Cast on Twitter and I am Cast1973 on Instagram. You can get a hold of Roman. He is Roman Citizens across all platforms. That includes Twitter. That includes Snapchat. That includes Christian Grindr or whatever is going on there on Instagram.
Yeah, I think it's greasymatch.com.
Greasymatch.com. You're trying them all. You know, why not? Something, you know, throw enough at the wall, something's bound to stick, right?
Yeah, there's also one that I joined that is for people who enjoy working on their vehicles.
Okay.
It's something like but I think it was called greasytranny.com. So I'm hoping to meet other mechanics and maybe a girl.
Yeah, exactly. You can share your passion.
Yeah. So that's so I'll let you know how that goes.
Yeah, well, we look forward to it in the new year. All right. And do not forget the networks are on. We are on the EMC Podcast Network. We are on the Tangible Network. We are also endorsed by Emotionally 14. That's Emotionally 14, the numeric 14. com. And we appreciate all those networks and the endorsements. We are very flattered to be a part of those distinguished crews. Also, do not forget our Tasty Nude campaign. If you have any tasty nudes and you want to send them to Roman, send them to Roman at romanpodcast@gmail.com. You have any tasteful nudes, you can send them over to the happily married guy. That's me. Same address, romanpodcast@gmail.com. And do not forget, last but not least, our review reach around. If you'd like to give Roman or Rob a review reach around, go to Apple Podcasts and give us a star rating and review. We call that the review reach around.
Yep, it's a 5-star. My nut just exploded reach around.
Your nut just, oh, that wasn't last but not least. I screwed up. Sorry, RomanPodcast.com or .ca. You can get a merch store. You can get a brand new logo on a t-shirt, on a laptop case or a sticker or whatever the hell you want, a hoodie. You mean whatever you like, or our vintage logo too. We got lots of stuff on there. You can check that out. So go there to get all your Roman Podcast merch. So that's where it leads you to.
Cool.
Okay. Awesome. So until after the holidays, remember, enjoy our greatest hit show next week. I'm Rob Cast.
And I'm your host. Happy fucking New Year, Roman LeBeau.
Until next time. Later.
What would you do with the powers of creation? Would you speak of triumph? Would you talk of joy? Or would yours be a chorus of rage? The Tangent Bound Network is seeking those with the powers of voice to join an international network of podcasters. Visit tangentboundnetwork.com and let your voice be heard.